Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your question-answering couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
March 19th, 2012,
and this is episode 52. 1 year.
This is officially episode 52. So we're gonna say this is our anniversary show.
Yeah, baby.
Happy anniversary, Jay.
Happy anniversary, babe. And I have to say, you know, we're gonna be the odd ones. You know, I'm pretty sure there's somebody else out there, but you know, a lot of people do 50 episodes. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do 100 episodes. But I want us to be the odd couple and do the 52, the 104, the 156, you know.
We're going to celebrate weird days?
We're going to celebrate weird episode numbers, you know.
Gotcha.
You just didn't throw your hand up at me, did you?
No, I said I gotcha.
I thought you were like, gotcha.
No, like, talk to the hand. Isn't that so?
And how'd you like that question and answering couple right off? Just right off the bat, bam.
I know. You told everybody what we're going to do today.
No notes, no anything. We just got a list of questions that a good friend of ours, Alachia, hooked us up with. She had a great idea.
Yep. This was a great idea.
Yeah, it was on episode 45 where we were trying to figure out what to do for episode then 50. And she said, by the way, I think for episode 50, you should answer 50 questions. So we have 50 questions.
And you don't have 52, so we're going to have to.
I could ping her real quick and be like, hey, you have two more questions for us?
Or I could ask a question at the end. You can ask a question at the end.
I thought about that too. So, all right. So
we'll do that because I already have my question.
You do? Mm-hmm. Oh, see, I didn't have my question.
Well, I just thought of it.
It probably
a second ago. I just thought of it.
It'll probably be something lame that I'll ask.
We'll see, won't we?
Yep. No, I'm talking about me having something lame.
Oh, no. You'll just be good.
All right. So, just kind of brief, what we did this weekend and this past week. We did a lot of stuff. We ate a lot of great food. Renee cooked the awesome chicken skillet stuffing.
Yeah, it was chicken stuffing skillet. It was good. Would have been really good with turkey and gravy.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that, like turkey and gravy.
That'd be cool. We grilled out.
Jay loves to grill out. Oh. That's his thing.
And it was your birthday. We celebrate it was your birthday on Thursday.
I got a bike.
Yeah, you got an awesome bike.
Love my bike. And love it.
We went out in the rain and got it. Mm-hmm. Too.
It was pouring rain. We went out and got it. We don't have to get it. Jay's like, nah, we're going to get it.
You didn't back out like you normally do.
Oh, nah. When it starts raining, Jay just goes home.
I'm like, it's time to go home.
Jay's like, all right, I'm done. I'm going home.
And the crucial part was it was a nice day. I knew it was going to rain when we went out to go celebrate dinner. But it was so nice. I was like, I'm not wearing my hoodie just because it's nice. And as soon as we got done eating and everything, it started pouring. And the rain was cold.
Freezing.
And it rained all night until in the morning, you know. So, I'm excited about that. And we watched our movies by chance. We watched Choose and Long Life, Happiness and Prosperity.
Yep.
Two horrible movies.
Okay. The Choose one was horrible just because of what it was. It was bad.
And I'll say, movie. At the very end, the little spin they took with what was going on.
It was too bad.
Not the very last thing. The whole deal with who it was and what everything.
Yeah, it was.
I was like, oh, this is going to be okay. This is kind of, you know, I didn't have it figured out. But then, like, for that
three minutes
of film, I was like, okay, this is going to be 3 stars. They end it right. But no, it ended up being a 2 star.
It was bad. And then the happiness one, it had Sandra Oh in it, which was.
But I can't say her name without doing that.
Okay. The movie might have been decent.
Yes.
But we saw half a movie. And I'll tell you why we saw half a movie.
Why do we see half a movie?
Because half of it was in Chinese with no subtitles.
And everybody says, well, why didn't you turn them on? You couldn't. You were supposed to watch the movie and experience them speaking.
It couldn't have been. You're supposed to just like half the time they spoke Chinese. Really, you couldn't understand even from the context clues what they were saying. Some like every now and then, you can get the gist of, oh, they want to get freaky, or oh, they want to,
right. So I mean,
oh, they're talking about her, but you don't even know what they're saying.
Might move a little bit close to you, Michael.
Is this better?
Yeah. One of the things that I was thinking, kind of like The Artist, you know how it's a silent movie and you're supposed to interpret it.
Yeah.
And everything. And I think that movie was supposed to be Chinese and you're supposed to just watch it. If you don't know Chinese, then you have to just feel based off of reactions, how they delivered their lines and everything.
It wasn't very good.
You know, but and like I said, my favorite part of the movie was, you know, the older couple, and the man's name must have been Waza or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because every time his wife would call, she'd be like, Waza! And then I'll yell, Waza!
Yeah, that's pretty much how it went.
You know, so, but then we did watch, to cleanse our palate of such a horrible movie, we did watch Luther season 2. It was only four episodes.
That was it.
4 episodes in this series.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was really good.
I was sad. You know, wasn't enough Ruth Wilson. But, you know, besides that, I mean, you know, they had one chick look like Adele.
But there was plenty of Idris Elba.
Yeah. You know, I want to try to get his walk down.
Yeah, he walks.
You know, and he holds his legs. You know, his legs are kind of funny, like bow-legged or something. I don't know. But anyway, since we love movies and food and all that other good stuff, we are going to roll for Movies by Chance.
Yep.
So we're going to have two movies.
It's even, so it's one. So 164.
164. Man, we must have lost some movies.
Why? Oh yeah, because the Stars thing ran out, remember?
Oh.
That's okay. I still have them on my list of movies to watch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of sucks a little bit.
What are we down to now?
Well, we can't watch this one.
Why? We're going
to move that up because that's a TV series.
Okay, so what's 164
okay,
now?
They reorganized our queue, babe.
That's horrible.
Like, switched it. Birds is at the bottom. Brothers, all the TV shows that we had up top.
And now at the bottom?
Are now at the bottom. Here, let me just
do that. Yeah, move all the TV shows up top, and then we'll see what's 164.
Oh,
I know.
Netflix. God, this TV. Yeah, that's probably. TV. That's TV.
This makes for great radio.
Huh? 64. Valley of the Dolls.
Oh.
It's a classic movie. I did not add this from 1967. Small town girl, Anne Wells, heads to Broadway where she meets plucky sunbird Neely O'Hara.
Just like,
and bewitching beauty, Jennifer Nor.
But it's.
Has Patty Duke in it.
It's a classic.
And has a 2.8. That's Netflix guess for me. So it should be a 3. Because I'm a forgiving person. I was excited for a second because I thought it was Leaking Lawyer.
Sorry.
Oh, man, let me see if there's any more.
Don't lie.
Let me see if there's any more TV shows in here I can move real quick. Okay. Oh, it won't hurt. It won't move because it has
to. Yeah, it'll move. Yeah.
Damn it.
That's okay. All right. 164, Valley of the Dolls, supposed to be a classic.
Yep.
It's good for you to get cultured and me to get cultured.
Yeah, I got cultured with long life and happiness. 73. Caveman.
Did I put that one on there?
This is from 1981.
Ugh, old movies.
Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr? He's from the Beatles.
It's a comedy and the spoof of prehistoric times. Lovesick Atuk, the smallest and weakest caveman of his tribe, struggles to win over the beautiful Lena.
Well, that just sounds silly. But the dice.
You said 73, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, it's okay. Well, we should watch something else to make up for it.
Yeah, I'm kind of. So, Stars went to Amazon, right?
I think so.
Jeez. Netflix just.
Oh, you think about changing to Prime?
Maybe we order enough. Man, so, anyway.
So, Valley of the Dogs.
Well, let me quit griping, not crying over it.
Don't gripe. We decided to do this.
We decided to do this, and we said, what if you get bad movies? Like, we're going to take the good with the bad. And it's just that a lot of the good has been ripped from us. So, it's like, we talked about this. Like, in PvP.
Yeah.
PvP, it's kind of cool at first. But when you start losing all the time, it's not fun. Like train roulette.
Mm-hmm.
When we go to Subway or on the other street, there's a train track. And so we press our luck and say, we're going to go this way. Even though we could go around the train track, we're going to go this way. It's called train roulette. We're not going to be stopped by the train.
Yeah.
But the last few times, it's been 100% the train. That's not fun anymore.
Oh, so you're saying this isn't getting fun. Like, this isn't fun anymore.
I don't know. It's just the first week. I'm crying. Yeah. I know everybody's like.
You are crying.
Hush, Jay. Quit QQing. All right.
To do this.
QQing. And we might need to work on a Q because I'm looking here and like a lot of the documentaries are stuck together.
Okay.
And
we'll I don't know how to
randomize it. But anyway. So, all right. That was our week and everything.
So let's get into these questions. We have 52 questions. And we'll Alachi give us 50, like we said before.
Uh-huh.
And we'll ask R2 at the end.
You ask the odd ones, and then I'll answer, and then you answer, and I'll ask the even ones.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Okay.
All right.
So I asked the odd ones?
Yeah, I wonder.
Okay.
I wonder if I should kick some music on or something. Well, I ain't gonna worry about it.
So this is the whole of our show. So if you don't want to hear us answering questions, you can just skip to the next show.
And this is stuff that, you learn more about us and stuff like that. So
okay. Jay, question number one. What was your favorite food when you were a child?
My favorite food when I was a child was fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
I loved fried chicken. And I still like it now. I mean, because fried chicken wasn't an everyday thing. It was a treat, growing up, my grandma would cook a big pot of pinto beans and that'd be for the week. And then like on the special days, we'll have fried chicken. So, when you were a child,
my favorite food was grilled cheese. You could have grilled cheese for breakfast. You could have grilled cheese for a snack. You could have grilled cheese for lunch. You could have grilled cheese for dinner. I loved grilled cheese and I still do.
Nice.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Grilled cheese. So Renee. Number two, what is the number one most played song on your iPod?
It's a cover of the phrase You Found Me, and I can't remember who sings it, but it's on the New Music Monday podcast, and I play that song out. Jay knows. It's on my podcast. It's on my iPod constantly.
Nice.
What about you?
For me, it's a toss-up between, it's probably even because I listen to them, it's on the same album. And it's Power by Kanye West and All of the Lights. So, those two songs from Kanye West have been, especially since the album came out, I'm kind of tripping how often I played them. And it's close to a couple of Coldplay songs.
Yep. And just to let y'all know, we have not looked at these questions beforehand.
Yep.
So they're kind of off the cuff.
Yep.
All right. Number three. What is one of your favorite quotes?
Oh, man. Man.
If you don't have one, it's okay.
Oh, I have one. I just got... It's horrible because I have to actually go
look it up.
I have to look it up because the reason I look it up because I want to make sure I have it right.
Oh, well, that makes sense. I mean,
you know, let's see here. I'm just going to head to the forums real quick. What? Oh, man. I must have taken it off. It's the one where it says
you have 30 seconds per person.
Okay, it's the one that where it talks about inaction is the worst thing to do. You know, being indecisive about not having an opinion is doesn't make you not guilty, you know. Mm-hmm. So pretty much it's saying you can't be mediocre. You can't be middle of the line, middle of the road all the time. You actually have to choose.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yes or no. All right. What about you?
I don't really have a favorite quote, but, you know, the one that I remember that always sticks in my mind is "Dance like no one's watching." Who knows who said that first? But I like it a lot. It's nice. It's concise. And I like to dance all crazy. I mean, I know it's not meant to be taken that, you know, word for word.
Right.
But, you know, I like it. So I'm going with that as my favorite quote.
All right. What's your favorite indoor outdoor activity? Now is it an indoor slash outdoor? So I don't know if
indoor usually slash means or.
Okay.
Or and or.
Okay.
So what's my favorite activity in general?
Right.
It's a toss up.
Between
reading a book or watching TV. I love doing both.
It's probably reading a book.
Actually, I do both at the same time. So I love reading a book while watching TV.
You read a book more than you watch TV?
You think so?
Oh, yeah, because you...
I mean, pay attention to TV.
When you're in the bed, and then, I mean, when the power's out, there's no TV around.
I have my Kindle.
You have your Kindle. So I think it's reading for you.
What's your favorite indoor or outdoor activity?
Can relaxing be an activity?
Yeah.
I just really like relaxing, you know.
So just sitting there without anything on?
Yeah, I can do that too. I mean, I did it all day today. I work today, but I don't, a lot of times I don't have to have anything going. But, you know, I just like relaxing, chilling out with fams and stuff like that.
All right. Question number five. What chore do you absolutely hate doing?
Sweeping the floors and mopping.
Me? Bathrooms.
Well, that works out because I like cleaning bathrooms. The bathrooms.
Hate it. Gross. You do gross things in there. Hate it. All right. Next question.
Are you going to ask him?
What?
Oh.
It's your turn.
Oh, six. Well, you got to say the number.
I did say the number.
All right. So six. What is your favorite form of exercise?
Oh, yeah. I answered. That's right.
Wow, that was like 5 seconds of silence. I'm gonna take that out.
All right, you can take that out. Even if I mean, I don't exercise much, but when I do exercise, I like doing weights a lot.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the silence. I mean, it was like 5 seconds.
Yeah,
I'm sitting here
sorry,
like
I was sitting there waiting for you, and you waiting for me. It was bad. I like doing weights because I don't like running or walking.
For me, I really enjoy swimming because, it's easy on my joints. It's a good workout and I can move pretty fast. I'm like a whale. I go fast.
Okay. Question number seven. What is your favorite time of day? Oh, these are three. She put three questions in her, but we can be quick. Okay. What's your favorite time of day?
5 p.m.
What's your favorite day of the week?
Friday.
What's your favorite month of the year?
June.
All right. my favorite time of the day.
What's your favorite time of the day?
About right before I fall asleep.
Why is that?
I don't know, because everything's at peace. I'm snuggling with you, and it's not the next day yet.
Aw. What's your favorite day of the week?
Friday.
Favorite month?
May.
Really?
Because it's not too hot. It's not too cold.
Oh, okay. What's your least favorite mode of transportation?
Walking.
Yeah, isn't that a mode of transportation? I didn't think about that.
I hate walking. Like, if I have to walk, I mean, I don't hate it, but it's my least favorite. Like, if I have to, cause, and it takes you forever to get anywhere.
Let me think. So, probably, okay, depends on the distance. If it's like...
These are quick questions.
Yeah, so if it's like, you know, a Greyhound bus. I don't like Greyhound bus for 20 hours, multiple stops.
People tend to stink a little bit.
Well, it's not even about the stinking. It's just you're on the bus for 20 hours.
That's true.
And then probably walking too. You know, walking doesn't make sense. I'm playing.
It doesn't make sense. All right. Question number 9. What is your favorite body part?
Legs.
Of you.
Oh.
We're going to do this. Oh, no. Actually, no. What's your favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Legs.
Calves.
All right.
For me.
And my favorite body part?
Yeah. Let's see. What is your favorite body part?
My eyes.
Mine is my boobs.
That's all right, cool. I like your boobs, too. What sound do you love?
I like the dog's toenails clicking on the wood floor.
My favorite sound is when the when the alarm chimes when the front door opens and you're coming home.
Oh, that's very sweet.
I know it's not like dog nails on floors.
Hey. I thought you would say Mia. You like to hear the sound of me breathing because I don't like I'm breathing when I'm.
Yeah, it is true. I know you're alive.
Question number 11: if you could throw any kind of party, what would it be like and what would it be for?
If I could throw any kind of party. It'd be an awesome party, and it'd be for all my awesome friends. It wouldn't be anything in particular.
What would it be like? Would it be dancing, or would it be
like... Oh, hell yeah. It'd be dancing. It'd be gaming. It'd be awesome music. It'd be like everybody... It'd be like everybody has their favorite music playing at the same time, but it's at the same tempo and beat to the point where they're dancing, but they don't know it.
That's a nice party.
That'd be awesome.
If I could throw any kind of party... I'd probably throw a party in a different country and pay for all of my family to go out of the country to the party because a lot of them have never been out of the country at all.
That'd be cool.
And, you know, that might be the only thing. So it would just be it'd be a family reunion type party.
It's a family affair.
So it'd be a lot of old people music.
Yeah.
A lot of Motown.
All right, number 12. If you could paint a picture of any scenery you've seen before, what would you paint?
Probably any scenery I've seen before. Probably be the mountains.
Really? I thought you might do some horses running through the field or Sammy and Toby in the player in the back.
Anyway.
No, I'm being serious.
No. Actually, no. It would be the mountains.
Okay.
I often took road trips during the summer, and the mountains were so beautiful. I would just stare at them.
Yeah.
What about you? What would you?
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, you kindled my love for the mountains just now.
I mean, you can also say the mountains. You don't.
But
have
I also
love
Strumpet's picture that she took of that I have on my desktop.
That was really pretty.
I think it's of Norway. The beaches on the beachfront of Norway or something like that. I would paint that scenery.
It's really pretty.
It's really pretty. Mm-hmm. Not really.
Number 13. If you could choose to stay a certain age forever, what age would it be?
My age would be, let's see, 2000. My age would be right now. I mean, if I could stay a certain age, if I had to choose, I mean, it'll be right now because
it's true.
I'm very happy, in my life right now. So, I mean, you know, anywhere the past, you know, a few years with you and everything, you know, that'd be the age that I would like to stay at.
If I could stay at a certain age, can I still have the house and you at that age?
Well, it doesn't matter, does it?
Yes, it does matter.
If you could witness, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to get statutory rape or anything like that.
I said, no, shut up. If I could still have the house and my husband, I would want to be 22.
Okay.
I would want to be 22.
Well, if that's the case, if I had those options, then yeah, I'll be 24.
24?
Then it puts me right at the right age.
Okay.
Let's see.
Number 14.
Number 14. If you knew the world was ending in 2012, what would you do differently?
I would blow my money on a lot of things. I would blow my money on trips and blow my money on stuff to have fun. Because I don't need to save up for bills anymore.
Yeah.
What about you?
Nothing.
That's nice.
I wouldn't do anything different. I mean, I know you get irritated with me sometimes when I don't do the extra saving that you want sometimes. But, you know.
Everybody's different.
But I'm like your dad. But your dad's older, though. You know?
Yeah, he's older. He can say that.
But even, you know.
He said when he was younger.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel the same way. Because I didn't have that option to coming save. Up. I didn't have an option to save. I mean, I scraped and scrawn. And I mean, even now, I mean, it's not like we're living the lifestyle of rich and famous. Man, that's a show I haven't seen in a long time.
I haven't seen it either. Oh, we got to move on.
All right.
Time's ticking. If you could, number 15.
I mean, okay.
If you could choose anyone, who would you pick as your mentor?
If I could choose anyone, who would I pick as my mentor? Wow. Oh, man.
TikTok.
I know. I wish I looked at these questions.
Nope. I already got my answer.
And I don't even want... it's hard for me to say Martin Luther King Jr., you know.
Well, then say Martin Luther King
Jr. But that's not what I want to say.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. Who would I want to be as my mentor? Oh, geez. If I could pick a mentor. I might look up to a lot of people. I guess I'd say Martin Luther King Jr. I know.
I thought you said you didn't want to say that.
I didn't, but I mean, it's just so many in my mind. That's the only way I can grasp
right now.
Well, then
why don't you name a few?
I mean, there's Martin Luther King Jr. There's The Rock. There's Bruce Willis. There's, you know, George Clooney. There's
Mr. T.
I mean, there's just a lot.
Perfect. That's perfect for you. Me, I would choose James Earl Jones. I like James Earl Jones. He was a stutterer, but he didn't let that stop him, and he became a theater major. I think he became a theater major, but he became an actor, and there you go. So I picked James Earl Jones.
If you could witness any event, past, present, or future, what would it be?
If I could witness any event, past, present, or future. Future when the robots take over the world.
Okay. Mine would be in the past when the slaves and the freed people in Texas during June 19th when they finally found out that Lincoln has signed the Emancipation Proclamation, because they took a long time for them to even know. And I would have liked to see the celebration that they had then.
That's nice, but you wouldn't want to stay there. You just want to see it.
Yeah,
come back.
Yeah, that's what it says, right? Yeah. Witness. Yeah, I would want to witness. I wouldn't want to, you know, be in that whole circumstance, you know, Charles Dickens me in or something like that.
Yeah. Number 17, if you could learn to do anything, what would it be?
If I can learn to do anything, what would it be?
It could be a multiple answer.
I would say something. I would like to learn to fly a plane.
Okay, cool.
I would also like to learn to be a straight up radio disc jockey.
That'd be awesome.
And I would like to learn to be a wicked DJ.
That'd be awesome. If I could learn anything, I would love to learn means you have to have some innate ability or be able to do it already. Not magically have that gift.
Why not? That's not in the question.
Okay. Paint? No. Like draw?
Well, you know how to draw.
No, I don't.
You do
draw something? Doesn't count.
Yeah, it does.
No,
anyway,
draw well.
Go.
Or sing well. Or sing like so beautifully, make tears come to my eyes. That's what I want to do.
Okay. Out of joy that it's so beautiful.
Yeah. Yes, out of joy.
Okay.
All right, your turn.
If you had to work on only one project for the next year, what would it be?
Cataloging my pictures and scanning them in.
Hmm.
Or typing out my journals from when I was a kid.
If I could work on one thing, one project for the next year, what would it be? It would be, doing our social media podcasting, you know, working on our site.
Just... You always give good answers.
What? No, it's something that... You know, I would, but yeah, that would be it.
Okay. Number 19. If you were immortal for a day, what would you do?
If I was immortal for one day, what would I do? Man, jump off a bridge, jump off a building, jump from a plane, swim to the bottom of the sea, you know, get shot. That's that.
Get shot. You're immortal. You don't escape pain, though. Ow.
Oh. None of that, man. If I was immortal for one day.
You would take more risks, though, right?
I don't know, man.
The pain would still be there, but you couldn't die from it. Like, I would swim to the bottom of the ocean. Lungs burning and everything, but I couldn't die.
Yeah, I'll probably do that.
I would definitely swim to the bottom of the ocean. I would take a camera and a light because people have not seen stuff down there. So I would do that.
I took one
of your answers. Yeah. I hope you don't mind.
No, I don't mind at all. That's probably the only thing I'll probably do. I'll probably handle the...
Get shot.
Man, if I got to feel the pain, no thank you.
Okay, all right. If you don't have to feel the pain, that's what you do.
Oh, yeah. See you're putting all these stipulations. See, I don't think like that. Okay. You know, sorry. I'm not thinking. I'm thinking
the question doesn't say it, so therefore it's still in effect.
See, I think otherwise.
Okay.
You don't say, and you still feel pain, you know.
Okay.
And that's probably my problem.
I'd probably climb a mountain if I couldn't
feel pain. And it's weird because... I'm treating these questions like you would treat stuff where someone didn't say it. You don't think it matters, but you're doing what I would normally do.
Yep, that's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny that you're more cautious in your answers on this than when we're talking.
It proves a lot of things about me.
When we're talking like for real business stuff.
This is for real.
Oh.
This is for realsies.
20, if you had to change your first name, what would you change it to?
Kujakalia.
Kuga Jackalia. Yeah.
Just so I can make people spell it. What about you?
Jerry.
Change your first name.
Change my first name.
It does say change. You gotta admit.
Jonathan.
Okay. So you be Jonathan Jonathan.
Nope. I'll be Jonathan.
You can't change your middle name.
I'll be Jonathan Jonathan. Yeah, and I'll be JJ still. Jonathan Valentine.
John John. Number 21. If you can meet anyone living or dead, who would you meet?
Living or dead. Isn't that the same thing with mentor?
Nope. If you could, just you want to meet somebody doesn't mean you want to be the mentor. I might say Hitler just to slap him. You know? So, no, not necessarily. It's not the same thing.
Huh. If I could meet
anyone. It could be the same thing.
If I could meet anyone, living or dead, who would I meet? I would meet. I'll meet Will I Am.
Yeah.
Will I Am from Black Eyed Peas.
I would meet Kevin Clash, voice of Elmo.
Yep.
He's pretty cool too, but yeah.
Yep.
And J-Lo. She's hot.
And I'll meet Kevin Clash, too. He's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
22, if you won the lottery, what is the first thing you would do?
Call you.
All right.
And then, okay, what was the first thing I'd buy? Let's say that.
Well, no, that's right.
I would call you, and then I would pay off the house.
All right.
First of all, what about you?
I would sign a ticket.
Okay.
I would call you.
Okay.
And then,
what's the first thing you'd buy?
First thing I would buy, I pay bills off. You know, I'll pay bills off.
Mortgage and house. Yep, bills. Yep.
The house would be the last thing I'd do.
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, because if you pay bills off, you have way more money to spend on yourself or more money to save.
But but you also think too. I mean, you get the tax break with the house mortgage stuff too. So
that's true. Number 23, if you're reincarnated as an animal drink ice cream flavor, what would it be? So I think this is all three. We have to say all three. So, okay. So this is quick fire. If you were reincarnated as an animal, what would it be?
I would be a duck.
Drink. Any kind of drink.
Dr. Pepper.
Ice cream flavor.
Fudge Ripple. And I want Fudge Ripple back. I don't know where the hell it's at. But it's out there somewhere, damn it.
If anybody finds Fudge Ripple, we should look it up on Amazon. But they can't deliver Fudge Ripple ice cream.
Probably not.
All right. Animal. Horse. drink, cheer wine, ice cream flavor, chocolate Oreo.
Nice. If you could throw the answer,
if you could know,
you know what? I have my contacts in on my glasses. If you could know the answer to any question besides what's the meaning of life, I wouldn't even ask that anyway.
Uh-uh.
What would it be?
Man, if I can know the answer to any question, I'll get one question.
Do, 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 do.
What is the next thing to make it big that hasn't made it big yet?
Okay.
So I can make some moolah.
Yep. For me, it would be...
Oh, shoot. I should have asked the other question.
Go ahead.
Catch him answer. The numbers in the next Powerball.
Huh. Stole mine. But oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, you can get the same thing.
It'll be, I will get the numbers to the next lottery, big lottery.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. We are so superficial. Not like how to feed everybody in the whole country, how to end poverty. Nope.
Well, this is quickfire.
This is
quickfire. And we haven't looked at them.
That's true. Number 25. If you could be any fictional character, who would you choose?
I would be Rhodey.
From?
War Machine.
War Machine? He was pretty good.
Who would you be?
She-Ra. She was B.A.
Lame.
She ain't lame. She had that cute little skirt on.
Don't go back.
She had a pretty horse.
She was not lame.
She had a pretty horse.
In our time.
She was not lame. Yep. I'll go back to her as I saw her. Not exactly. As I would see her now.
And that's how you do it.
Your turn.
And I'm going to drink the day.
26.
What celebrity do you get mistaken for?
Nobody.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I got mistaken. Some people say I look like Sinbad when I was younger.
I can see that.
When I was younger.
I saw that picture of you. I can see that.
When I was younger and thinner.
Yep. Nobody for me. Number 27. What do you want to be when you grow up?
When I grow up, I want to be rich and retired. What about you?
When I grow up, I want to be rich, retired, and happy.
Yeah, and happy. 28. When you have 30 minutes of free time, how do you pass the time?
I would read.
Reading is her favorite activity.
I would pull out my Kindle. If I have free time, I pull out my Kindle. So I guess you're right. I wouldn't watch a TV show. I would read. So.
Okay. If I had 30 minutes, I would
relax.
I would do nothing.
Do nothing at all.
I would just sit there and be like, ah, this feels so great.
Number 29. What would you name the autobiography of your life?
The name of my
You can tell you're tired.
Autobiography of my life would be That Guy Jay. A swift punch in the neck can solve any problem.
It's a long title.
It'll be That Guy Jay. And then at the subtitle, it'd be like, okay. A swift punch in the neck can solve any problem.
Okay, I got that. I already answered this on the featured for Snap Post vlog, but I'll answer it again. From beginning to end, because I do everything. I start at the beginning of everything, and it makes me happiest to go all the way to the end. So from beginning to end.
Isn't that like the Hobbit book thing?
Crap. I'm supposed to know this, right? Because I'm supposed to be a nerd.
Well, I'm asking you, and what's that?
It's something like that.
All right.
Anyway. Yeah, your turn.
What songs are included on the soundtrack to your life?
I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Oh, excuse me. I hope I didn't burp right in the mic.
You might have. American Woman by Lenny Kravitz. And Janet Jackson's Black Cat.
All right. For me, it'll be Power by Kanye West. All the Lights by Kanye West.
Somebody's a Kanye West fan.
Fix You by Coldplay. Chasing Cars by, oh my gosh.
Snow Patrol.
Yeah, Snow Patrol. And any of the Nickelback songs, because they all sound alike anyway.
This is true.
and Prince Purple Rain and Prince When Doves Cry.
Okay,
keep going.
Number 31. Have you ever had something happen to you that you thought was bad, but it turned out for the best?
Yeah.
What was that?
My kids. Well, wait a minute, hold on. Does that sound right?
Turned out for the best. No, it's not right.
I didn't think it was bad back then.
Well, then okay.
Well, I don't know. Let's see.
It could be nothing. You could say nothing.
Probably, you know what? Probably my mom and dad's divorce.
Turned out for the best, you think?
Yeah.
Your mom was happier, you think, than she?
Yeah, my mom was happier and my dad was happier. Even though, you know, he has some struggles, but he's happier now, you know? But they got divorced when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, my dad's carried on, and my mom, she's still single. My dad just recently divorced again.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know he's happy now.
That's good.
So,
something that happened to me specifically, but, my parents moved out to the East End from the West End. And when I was a kid, I thought it was the most horrible thing in the world. But looking back, it's probably the best thing that happened to me, because I probably be pregnant and no job and, you know, not taking care of myself. So, yeah, there you go. One of the best things that happened to me. Your turn.
What other celebrities have you in? 32. What was one of the best parties you've ever been to? It's not for me to answer.
Oh, crap. Why do I always think it's going to
be? Because you see me typing on my phone and you're like, he's not answering.
One of the best parties I've ever been to. Actual parties. I haven't been to a lot of parties. Can I include concerts?
I don't know.
It doesn't say concert. There could be answer about, there could be a question about concerts later on. So I'll go to parties. I haven't been to many parties. The best party I've ever been to was it my first party?
Come on, TikTok.
If
you don't have a party, you don't have to have one.
But I have to have a best party because I've been to more than one party.
Okay.
Yeah. Can't think of one, sorry.
All right, best party I've been to.
I'll think about it. Wait, you say yours.
Best party I've been to was the party. It was a party we both went to. It was the party we had at Nerd House.
Oh, is that a party? I guess that is a party. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's the best party I've ever been to. I was about to say something else, but yeah, that was much better. Good job, babe. Thanks for helping me out.
You're too busy looking at me trying to think I'm holding off answering the question.
Number 33. What was the last movie, TV show, or book that made you cry or tear up?
The last movie that made me cry or tear up, it's a toss up between Pursuit of Happiness or, Man on Fire.
Mine is Finding Elmo, the Kevin Clash.
You cried on that?
I teared up.
Oh, okay.
You said cry or tear up.
Oh, okay.
I teared up on that one. It was the last one that made me tear up. So that one was really sweet.
34 for you to answer, Renee. Not for me, but for you.
Right.
What's the hardest thing you ever done?
I had to tell my neighbor I was sorry because I put mud all over his dog and his tree.
All right.
But I was like six, so it was hard. It was harder than anything I've ever heard done in my adult life. That makes no sense at all. What about you?
Now, I think this is where I got confused with, you know, what something I thought was bad but turned out to be for the best.
No, and this doesn't have to have turned out for the best. It's just something hard that
you had. Yeah, so the hardest thing that I've done was probably, you know, leaving my kids, you know. You know, when my wife and I separated and everything and got divorced. That was pretty hard.
Yep.
But it was for the best.
Yeah.
You know.
Number 35, what was the last experience that made you a stronger person?
Oh, it's for me to end on playing. The last experience that made me a stronger person, probably when Sammy's stupid butt ran out of defense this morning.
What'd you do that made you strong on that?
That I didn't put him in the... You want me to confess my feelings for Sammy when he made me upset.
Mm-hmm. What'd you want to do to Sammy?
I wanted to get rid of him. I wanted to keep him in his kennel. I didn't want to deal with him anymore.
But what'd you do?
I got some treats and I started trying to train him a little bit. But then I did this even when I was upset. I did tie the area where he was getting out at. I just don't understand why that dog wants to leave.
Because he's a dog.
Why doesn't Toby?
Because Toby can't fit.
Why doesn't other people's dogs?
They do.
And you saw the people, their dog went outside and they just stayed.
It depends.
And
he's
like, some dogs do,
some dogs don't. I've seen dogs that will jet away.
You just said he's a dog. That's all you said.
He's a dog. There are.
He's a dumb dog.
There are some dogs that do that. Okay.
Because honestly, I'm tell you the truth, I wasn't going to call you. I'm like,
what are you going to do?
He's going to come back when he comes back.
But that was nice of you to call me.
I was like, let me call Renee. Your dog gone.
My dog. It was the last experience that made me a stronger person.
Probably this morning, too.
This morning, because you were mad at me and I was mad at you, but I came back. And I wasn't going to come back, but I came back.
Yeah.
And we talked it out.
See?
That's what we do.
We get real up in here. We're 49 minutes in and we're getting real. All right.
Ooh, this is perfect. All right.
36. Yeah. What did you do growing up that got you into trouble?
Do we have another 2 hours?
Just name the main one.
I lied all the time. But it wasn't lying about anything serious. It was lying about getting a bad grade. Lying because I wanted
serious?
To go. No, it's
that's
like
serious
lying.
For my son when he
I wasn't
to
lying
us.
About doing drugs or lying about killing
that
somebody.
That was serious
or,
for us?
I lied all the time.
When Daniel lies about his grades, that's serious.
I lied about my grades. I lied to go out with friends that my parents didn't want me to go out with. I lied about where I was, about what I was going to do. So, yeah, I lied.
Growing up, that got me in trouble. Probably I was rough on my clothes. Like, I would crawl on my knees and stuff like that and rip my pants. And my grandma would get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything like lying or anything because I never really got caught. So,
Apparently I was a bad liar because I did get caught.
And overall, I was a good kid. So, for the most part.
Number 37. When was the last time you had an amazing meal?
Man, the last time Renee cooked. And that was Friday. Was it Thursday? Nope, wasn't Thursday.
It was Wednesday.
Wednesday.
The last time I had an amazing meal was Saturday when we all went out to eat at BD's. I mean, not BD's, Chewy's.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
38. What's the best / worst? Oh, what's the best gift you ever have given? You were given.
Best gift I was ever given was my bike.
What was the best gift you ever
probably the gift I gave to you.
What was it?
I'm trying to think which one. Probably the CD where I put all the songs and pictures on. And the best gift I've ever received was my bike. Worst gift I've ever given.
Right.
I gave somebody a huge box of gummy savers because they said they like gummy savers, but I took it to the extreme and I got a big huge box of tons of gummy savers. I learned just because somebody says they like something doesn't mean they want a whole bunch of them.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the worst gift you ever received?
My grandma, she gave me a plush, like, it's like a jack-in-the-box, but it was a teddy bear. It was plush. Got it when I was like 12.
Okay.
My grandma did not give age-appropriate gifts. Loved it to death, but she always thought I was 10 years younger than I was.
All right.
Bless her heart.
You,
what's the best gift you've ever given?
The best gift I've ever given?
That you gave to somebody.
The best gift I've ever given? I don't know.
You can skip it.
Was it your Kindle?
Probably.
Like. I mean, you use it every day.
You use it all the time.
Probably
what's
Kindle.
What's the best gift you've ever received?
Best gift I ever received was your love. The compass.
Lame. The compass.
The compass you got me.
What's the worst gift you've ever given?
The worst gift I've ever given.
You can skip if you don't think you've given any bad gifts.
Well, I probably do. I mean, I guess the worst gift I've ever given may, you know, and see, but I don't think it was my worst gift. I really think about my gifts.
Okay, well, that's good. So you give awesome gifts. That's
I think
awesome
I,
for
I feel
me.
Like I do.
Awesome for me.
What I mean, do the, I? Do you feel like I give good gifts?
Yeah. So you don't have. Yeah. So
and what, the worst so gift that I've been
ever received.
I ever received was my then stepmother. She always gave out Avon. She was an Avon rep.
So she gave you Avon for
everybody
a gift.
Got Avon. Everybody got Avon.
Horrible gift.
Horrible.
Number 39. What do you miss most about being a kid?
No bills.
I agree. No bills. No responsibility.
Yeah.
That's what I miss most.
What is your first memory of being really excited? Renee.
Kindergarten. When we had these booklets. For every alphabet, and on the front of the booklet had a letter, and it was in glitter, and you feel it, and it was great. And I remember being so excited every time I got a new book. So that was the first time I was excited. What about you?
My first memory of being really excited was probably at the end of my kindergarten year.
Mm-hmm.
My elementary school, when you had perfect attendance, they gave you $5.
Aww, and that's awesome.
I had perfect attendance and I got $5.
That's awesome.
And I went to the store and I got candy.
Got candy. Number 41. What is the first thing you bought with your own money? Is this part of the $5?
I guess that is. I mean,
bought candy.
As far as remembering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I bought, but it was probably a CD.
Okay.
Really into music. Remember, I bought a lot of BMG music, BMG tapes.
Yeah.
Remember those? You get like 11.
For like 99 cents.
Eventually, you have to pay for them. And that's what caught up with me.
Right.
Because I had to pay for them.
Well, I know. And then also, my grandfather, he gave dollars for A's, 50 cents for B's, and quarters for C's.
I didn't get paid for my grades.
Well, that was a grandfather thing. Still. That was a grandpa. That wasn't really your parents, you know. Yeah. Or the first thing you bought with your money. 42, when was the first time you were nervous?
Last time. It says last time.
When was the last time you were nervous?
This morning at work. I'm always nervous at work. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What about you?
Last time I was nervous this morning when Sammy had escaped.
Yep.
That made me pretty nervous. Dumb dog.
Number 43, what is something you learned in the last week?
In the last week that I learned, is that, it's like, that I need to not let, one thing I learned last week was, I even said on Twitter, marry the right person the first time.
Well, that's not something you learned last week. You learned that a long time
ago. Yeah, you learned a long time ago.
You relearned it.
I relearned it, you know.
Something I learned in the last week, that it's okay to just be still sometimes. You don't have to always talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
44. Oh, you got this one. What story does your family always tell about you?
See, probably the time when I was 6 years old. And they asked me if I had any bad grades, and I said no. But when they went to parent-teacher night, they found my bad grades in the desk. But I was telling the truth. I didn't know. Because my dad told me, don't you bring any bad grades home, so I didn't bring them home. They're in my desk. Do you think that's the most told story about me? You've had 2 years to hear stories.
It's that one, and then there's the Christmas one, you know, leaving the Christmas presents in the garage and calling sick, Santa Claus left the Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, those are the two, really, you know.
Yep. What about you?
Hardly. You know what? Well, the one that my mom and I talk about a lot is the hot Sunday one. the hot sundae when we had both got sundae.
Yeah.
And then she offered me some of hers later that night, and I said, yes, I would like some. And then she got upset because I said yes. And she was so mad. And I was like, well, why'd you even offer it?
That's what I'm saying.
You know? So.
All right. We're on number 45. At what age did you become an adult?
It's funny because we kind of talked about this.
We did? Talked about this before?
Well, when we were talking about how close I'm getting to 40.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I feel like it's going to be weird me being 40 and being how I am.
I think you're an adult, though.
Because I'm very cheerful and
so when you're an adult, you can't be cheerful?
I'm jolly.
You can't be jolly when you're adult?
I don't know.
You can. I feel like you're an adult.
But sometimes I feel like.
What about you? How do you feel?
I don't know. I don't know.
I feel I became an adult when I turned about 24, so
I probably
I graduated and I started taking care of my own bills and
all right. If that's based off of it, I became an adult when I was 20. Yep, that's when I started trying to sever my ties and everything. Yeah.
I mean, it depends. It's different for everybody. It's a different thing.
Yep. 46. Is a picture worth a thousand words? Elaborate.
It could be. A picture can really tell it can tell a story. It can bring up a lot of emotions. It can make people cry. It can make people mad. Make people thoughtful. So I think it is. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot that art can do, and I really appreciate people who can pull out certain emotions with art.
Mm-hmm.
So I say yes. What about you?
No. Pictures are pixels. Thousands and thousands of pixels. And
I thought pixels were on a computer screen.
And colors. And pictures, you know, is it worth a thousand words? It's worth more than a thousand words. Like you said, I mean, it's really, you know, they tell a lot of stories. I mean, there's so many stories that they can tell just from one picture by different people. So,
okay.
Yes.
Number 47. How old would you be if you didn't know how old you are? Probably about 25, 24. I feel really young.
I was supposed to answer that.
Okay, answer.
Well, no, I'll finish.
I did. I'm done.
How old would I be if I didn't know how old I was? Probably, I'd be in my mid-20s, you know.
Me too.
Probably, yeah. I'd be in my mid-20s. 48. Would you rather be a worried genius or a joyful simpleton?
Probably joyful simpleton if I didn't know any better.
Joyful simpleton. That's a motto of my life. I mean,
a worried genius, you have a lot, but you'd be stressed out and you look old because you're so worried all the time. So I agree with you there. Number 49, ninjas are pirates.
Pirates because ninjas are never seen. I like pirates because they're all up in your face.
Ninjas, they have cool throwing stars.
They do. Pirates have crew throwing knives and parrots in the ship.
Mm-hmm.
They don't stay in one place.
They don't need to because they're like the wind.
All right, 50. Autobots or Decepticons?
Autobots.
Autobots for me too. But sometimes I wish that Optimus Prime would grow a pair and quit being manipulated with his good heart.
Number 51. What is the thing you've liked most about doing this podcast for a year?
The thing I've loved during the most during this podcast. Yeah. The thing that I've loved the most has just, you know, having this weekly conversation with you, you know, and being able to share it with all our listeners and sharing a piece of us, you know.
Yep.
What about you?
Same. Like, I get to have a conversation with you every week, which is amazing. You know, we talk, but this is a time for me to learn even new things about you that I didn't learn before.
Right.
So you have number 52. Have you thought of your
52nd? I just now figured it out. In the coming year, what would you do differently with our podcast that we haven't done?
Probably make it live so we could have, you know, one person might maybe pop in, sometimes nobody. But it just give that interaction. I want to get more back and forth interaction,
right,
if possible. What about you?
For me, it'll probably be trying to make it live. Like to try to reach out to more people, but I'm not going to do anything drastic to make me worry about that.
Yeah. Like, and I don't want you to worry. Like, if you make it live, nobody comes in. I don't want you to worry.
Oh, it's fine. It's more going live is more of a geeky type thing that I wanted, that okay, we want to try.
Because
and it's an option for people.
Even if one or two people only hear us, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I'm fine with that too. I mean, we're still going to have this conversation.
This is like a conversation for posterity.
Oh, yeah.
So we really want to thank Alachia for bringing these 52 questions to us. These 50 questions plus two from us. But you are awesome.
Oh,
you're
yeah,
awesome friend. And it was an awesome idea. And hopefully I'll get caught up on your video soon.
Yeah, she was watching today.
I was watching a couple today. It's really bad.
I might go try to put a bite together.
Really?
Maybe.
All right.
But
so yeah, I will tell you how you can reach us if you want to email us. You can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. And the podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast.
And if you want to reach me by Twitter, you can reach me at The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-Y. And if you want to reach Renee on Twitter, you can reach her at T-H-E-I-C-E-F-L-O-W. And if you want to give us a call, you can give us a call. And I think that number is
415-75-BCAST.
That is 415-75-82278.
And, oh, nope. No, it's 2278. Oh, 82278. Yeah, I said it right.
Yeah, I said it right.
And
don't let the dash fool you.
Video can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast.
And if you want to check out Renee's website, you can see that at PB Spoon.
I have not updated PB Spoon in forever. I can't believe you gave that out.
Sorry. Don't worry about it. Don't go there.
Don't go to PB Spoon.
Don't go to jvalentine.net either. Or cowofcow.com.
All right. But, well, happy anniversary, Jay.
Happy anniversary to you, too. And here's happy to anniversary to our listeners.
Happy anniversary for a year. You're hearing us ramble from our little blue microphone that we used to huddle around to nice microphones.
Yeah, with mixes
and all that other good stuff.
And are we going to, like, really talk through the whole music?
No.
You don't want to? We could just shoot the shit.
Shoot the shit. I always shoot the shit. So, yeah, I hope to see a lot of you at Nerdtacular.
Yeah.
We'll be there. Hopefully, prices will come down because plane tickets are now $427.
Is that today's? Person.
That's what I had for my alert. So
let me see.
But hopefully, they come down to at least $350. I'm hoping for $350.
Yeah.
But if not $350, I'll shell out the money to go because it's really worth it.
I mean, that's our vacation.
That is our vacation.
You know, that's still
and I'm not just going to sit at home during that time. I'm going to go to Utah and have fun.
Yep, 468. Joy.
Oh, my goodness. I have 427. Do I? I think I have 427. But, yeah, right. So I hope to see all you all in the Nerdtacular.
All right, talk to you all later.
Bye.